Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Good evening, Columbus, Georgia. It is 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And boy, we got to have a time for the next 30 minutes, because we got a real special guest on tonight, Tonza Thomas. She's holding on, waiting for us to bring her on into the conversation. But before we do that, let me remind you, this is Fountain City Radio. And the guest calling number is 515-602-9677. Let me say it again, 515-602-9677. 77, press 1 for permission to speak. If you're listening in, welcome to Fountain City Radio. We're getting ready to bring our guest in, Ms. Tonza Thomas. I'm sorry, catch up with her, find out what she's doing here lately, what's going on around Columbus. I told you I'm scouring this town for good news. We got some pretty heavy duty, not so good stuff going on in this city here lately. So I'm looking for a break from it. I'm looking for some freshness and some other stuff to be going on around town. And we got some special guests lined up for 2019, but we're going to take this year out right. And hopefully Ms. Tonza will like us enough to come back again next year. In the meantime, I'm going to sing a little song for y'all, since we don't have our music licenses yet. No, I'm joking. I ain't going to do it. But thank you for listening in once again. I guess call in number is 515-602-9677. Press 1 for permission to speak. Let's see if we can get a hold of Ms. Tonza Thomas and find out what good things she got going on in Columbus, Georgia. Y'all, excuse me, I'm a little asthmatic. Hold on. Ms. Tonza.
Ma'am, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me? I'm good. You being recorded, so don't say nothing you don't mean. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Gone, but this is permanent. I'm so glad you were able to join us tonight. Thank you for coming. I just wanted to catch up with you, find out what you've been doing. Got a little something from you last night about the census going on, and you got some other things in your pocket. And we just want to know what's happening with you and what you know no good around the Columbus Valley area.
probably know you too are. Much around the Columbus area.
Try to
but
keep
I'm
it
still on the. That's what I'm gonna say. I'm still on the other side. Yes, ma'am.
Trying to keep it positive.
Everything is going pretty well. On yesterday, we had a job fair at the Macon Road Library for the 2020 census, and our field director here in Columbus is Miss Gloria Strode, and they're looking to hire 50,000 people to do the 2020 census from seven different states.
50,000.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And so, and it's very important for people of color to get involved in being the census workers, as well as gathering the information from people in our community. Because a lot of times we see folk coming to our door, and the first thing we think is, oh, they got a scam. Well, if you're working the census and you're working your community, chances are we'll get a pretty well-rounded response, because these are faces we're used to seeing. So we just want to encourage everybody to participate in the census.
Okay, how much they paying?
Well, it has been floating around. No, ma'am. It's been floating around between $17 to $27 dollars an hour.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good. Is that 40 hours or part-time, or what's up?
You can get 40 hours, and you can also work on the weekend. If you work after 6, that's extra money. And also, if you work on a weekend, that's extra money. You also get another incentive if you use your own transportation. They pay you mileage, so that's an extra $50 on top of what you're already getting paid.
Oh, well, that's exciting. You can get 40 hours. How long does that last? When does that start and when does it end? What's the time frame on that?
Well, they are taking applications online now at the 2020 Census website, and it's going to start in 2020. But what they're doing is they have a lot of different opportunities, from supervisory positions to field positions. And so if you're a supervisor position, then that's like office work. So those jobs will be coming available really soon. So you'll want to go ahead and apply. And the field positions really start in 2020, but you know they're going to get everybody together in 2019 at some point to make sure that they do a little training exercises and making sure everybody is comfortable with going out and speaking to folks. Because even though that money sounds good, a lot of people don't like to speak one-on-one to people. So you got to get you over that threshold.
Right. Okay, so it's going to be some training going on before then.
Yes, ma'am.
So how long are the positions expected to last? The whole year?
Hopefully it lasts the whole year of 2020 because I heard on yesterday, I'm saying what I heard, it's a possibility of making about 70,000 in 1 year. So it just depends on how the person wants to go about doing it.
Okay, well, give us some information. Where is the website? What's the phone number? What's the email? How does anybody listening get in touch with them so they can apply?
Okay, so yesterday was a job fair, so I don't know if they're going to do another one in Columbus, but all you got to do is go online and type in www.20census, and the information, the website will come up. You go ahead, put your information in. They will send you a confirmation email. Once they send you the confirmation email, you take the assessment, which takes about maybe 10, 15 minutes, depending on how tech savvy you are. And then they'll get back with you as soon as their availability becomes open.
Okay, so once again, if you're listening in, that's www.2020census. Is that .gov? It should be.
Yes, ma'am.
That's .gov.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
It should be.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I just want to make sure.
You absolutely.
I was like, don't let me get this wrong. It ain't .com. It's .gov, y'all. Seriously. www.2020census.gov if you want to apply for one of those positions. They're wide open for 2020. At the moment, as you heard Ms. Ponza say, that they may not be doing a job fair in Columbus again, but get on there and find out where the next job fair is going to be in the state of Georgia. And maybe you'll just be willing to drive there and get on board. So thank you so much for that information.
And, two, I want to say, I'm sorry. I want to say, don't get discouraged if there's not a job fair here in Columbus, because as long as you do the application process, when it's time for employment, they're going to call those people from Columbus. We had a couple of hundred people yesterday who at the library in a Rothschild room and applied online, but at the same time, you could apply online from your cell phone. You can apply online at home. When they get ready to call their employment pool, you're going to be in there anyway. Just go on and do the assessment.
Okay, so they're not really expecting you to have a whole lot of experience to do this. Just, you know, something like whatever you come in with, you bring it. And the reason why I'm saying this is the last time I saw anybody do a census was 1974. My grandmother, God rest her soul, was still alive. And she literally dragged me around door to door with her, knocking on people's doors. Can you imagine? I'm a little 14-year-old kid lopping around with this old woman and people slamming doors in your face and talking about go away and we ain't got time for that and what y'all And it was it was funny, but it was a funny experience for me when I think back on it. And that's the last time I saw an actual census taker. You know, man, that was too funny.
Well, see, a lot
it
of
really
people
was.
do that, and I will say that you probably experience it during this go around too, because a lot of people think all kinds of things. Like about voter registration, they think if they register to vote, they're going to call you in for jury duty. Well, some things you just have to do because people won't know. So the census is pretty much like it's where the money is allocated in the communities. We talk about impacted communities or minority or people of color communities that look run down and we don't have this in our schools and we don't. The reason we don't have those things are because a lot of time people do not give good and accurate information to the census taker.
Right, right. So do they usually, if nobody's there, do they just use the information from the last time they were able to get somebody to the door?
So this is how it goes. If you don't give the information, then you won't, the community that you live in will not get that money. And it's not like, and it's not for that year. It's not for the second year. But if, you know, the census is taken every 10 years. And
no,
so
right.
If you do not give the correct information in 2020, chances are you can look at your community at 2030 and you can see the issues, and probably be because a lot of people did not participate or give accurate information for the 2020 census.
Oh, okay.
So it really impacts us for a while.
Yeah, last time we did a census, our lover boy was still in office in 2010, who we miss dearly. If he would just come back. Anyway, I said that to say this. I'm going to add something to that in all seriousness. Jury duty. The truth is that a lot of problems that we find with jury duty is when African-American people, when people of color run away from jury duty, a lot of these guys get hung up in the system because they are only, I hate to say it, but how can I say
I'll
it?
I'll say it for you.
As lightly as possible.
I'll say it for you.
Thank you. Say it.
Those jurors do not look like us.
Thank you.
But it is the absolute truth. A lot of times, they do get railroaded. I was reading a report from MSNBC today. As you know, they just passed this prison reform bill. The Congress worked on it. It was bipartisan.
Right.
And there's a guy who is serving time in prison for 145 grams of cocaine. Well,
see,
guess what? The juror did not, I promise you, that jury did not look like him. We run away from our civic duties, but at the same time, it hurts us in the end.
It does. So. It does. And I learned that one the hard way from a lady campaigning for office and a lawyer that I used to work for in Atlanta that said one of the reasons why we keep running into these problems is because the people of color will not serve on the jury. And when it's people that don't look like us, they do whatever. They give people long sentences, people of color long sentences for minor, sometimes minor crimes that anybody of their own that look like them would probably get slapped on the hand for and sent home. I mean,
or
you,
be,
50
or be
something
charged
years.
With
influenza. Really. I mean, 50-something years for a girl that killed a man that was raping her. Come on. I shudder to think how many of us were not on that jury. So when you don't do your jury duty, that's how they get us every time.
Yeah.
And this isn't meant to be a color thing. This is Columbus, Georgia. We try to be bicolor and bipartisan. This is all about us, Columbus, Georgia, but the truth is the truth. Somebody need to speak it. Y'all heard it right here on Fountain City Radio. If you don't do your jury duty, they don't look like us, and they get whatever, and that's how you end up in some of the messes that we end up in. So yes, with that said, thank you, Ms. Thomas. I'll be able to prove that you said that. I did not.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're looking forward to find out what else you know no good around here. Give us something uplifting and take this year out, take 2018 out, because we probably won't talk again until after the new year.
Okay. Well, over the past few months, well, since August, I have been the chapter leader for Spread the Vote Columbus. And Spread the Vote is an organization that believes that voter suppression is real. Mm-hmm. And the reason voter suppression is real is because of the voter ID laws. So Spread the Vote Columbus, we get IDs. We obtain birth certificates and Social Security cards for anybody that needs an ID, and we pay for everything. We pay for the ID. We pay for obtaining the birth certificate. Take folks to get their IDs to the DMV. Totally free by the organization, but that's one of the things that holds us up sometimes. I recently served as the supervisor on the Stacey Abrams for Georgia campaign, and I could tell you we went in several communities in Georgia, in South Georgia especially, in West Central Georgia, and a lot of those folks did not have proper identification. So
I see.
They
weren't
able to vote.
And let me take a guess at it. Most of them look like us.
Yeah, of course. and it's sad. And it's sad, but they do. Yeah. Many of them look like us. And the reason that it is so important for us to have IDs, because number one, you can't get employment without an ID. Number two, you can't get housing without an ID. You can't cash a check without an ID. Some places you can't even go to school seriously without proper ID. So, next month, Spread the Vote Georgia is going to launch Project ID. And so we're going after those folk who need ID. All you have to do is call us, and we will schedule an appointment so that you can empower yourself.
Give us that number. Give us that number.
Yes, ma'am. The number to Spread the Vote Columbus is 706-478-7701. Again, that number is 706-478-7701. And we're looking to partner with returning citizens, with the Office of Probation, or anyone, any organization, or the housing authority, anybody that knows that you have tenants or residents or citizens that do not have an ID, call us. We'll make sure that they have proper ID.
All righty, man. Let me give you that number in case you didn't hear it. 706-478-7701. That's Spread the Vote Columbus. Call that number if you need that ID and find out what else you need from them that they can help you with, because we really got to get out the vote here. Ms. Tonza, since you were on the Abrams for Georgia campaign, can you tell us what actually happened with this whole mess that went down with Brian Kemp? I mean, if you could just lay it out just, you know, real quick, like exactly what happened with all that and the lawsuits that got filed. I mean, don't say a lot about it, just a little something. So that was rather disappointing.
Right, it was. And two, when you have someone that's running for an office and the person is the overseer of the election, that's where it went wrong at. Everything else just was a product of allowing the candidate to oversee their own election.
I see.
Jump Street, we've been going at it with Brian Kemp since 2014. Even as a part of the NAACP, I served as a state secretary and I served as the branch president here. But the Georgia State Conference, NAACP, sued Brian Kemp in 2016 for, I'm saying the Office of Secretary of State of office.
But we
sued from them purging as well as not processing voter registration forms the way that they should be. There was something called Exact Mat, where my name could be Thomas, but I'm walking around for 20, 30 years and they call me Tom Thomas. And so if I fill out my voter registration form as Tom Thomas with the right birthday, with the right Social Security card, and the right address, but it does not show up in the system, Tom Thomas, it shows Thomas Thomas. That was one of the Exact Mat issues that allow voters to have their vote suppressed and to have their voter registration forms thrown out.
That,
a lot of
that
wise,
sounds like voter suppression to me. But anyway,
it is,
go ahead.
It is.
Go ahead.
And then there was widespread in the metro area, I think Gwinnett County, the matter of fact, the night of election, soon as we got off work here in Columbus, I drove to Gwinnett County because my spouse was working in the Stacey Abrams for Atlanta campaign. And so they were still out working at 10 o'clock at night when the polls had closed everywhere else at 7. And that was because Gwinnett County didn't have power cords for their voting machines. And so they were allotted an extra 3 hours, which I thought that right there should have disqualified him as a candidate.
It sure should have. It sure should have. We also heard about those voting machines that were still in plastic wrap in districts where they were sorely needed, as well as this business about the signatures don't match. I mean, come on. Seriously? The signatures don't match on any given day, depending on how I feel. I could sign my name one way one day and sign it another way the next.
Absolutely.
One day I put S, the next day I spell my whole first name out. It just depends on how I feel at the moment. So, you know, that was an absolute radar. Okay. That's what
yes,
voter suppression, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just not doing that anymore. Some of these laws have got to change. I understand Ms. Abrams went to the extent that she could as far as legalities is concerned. I pray that she runs again. We're going to get this right next time. Yeah, that's
yes,
good.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
yes,
I'm glad
ma'am.
To hear that straight from you.
Yes, ma'am. She did make sure that she put that out last week that she was going to run again. And it was because you have never seen in Georgia a candidate that – you know, heated up the streets, not just from the people of color or minorities, but there were white women that came to our offices here in Columbus that said, me and my four friends, we've been voting Republican for years, but they liked the fact that, one, cradle to career. They were concerned about their babies and grandbabies in school, and when they get out of school, they have not the best education. But you had a candidate that said, look, we're going to follow them from cradle to career and give them an opportunity to have a technical college education. Not only that, what made me join Stacey Abrams, one, well, I'm biased because, one, I'm 44 years old and she's African-American. And so our lives mirrored in that we're the same age and we're African-American. But what made me join her campaign was her brother, Walter. And Walter is this bright guy who went to school. He went to college. He got in trouble, was in and out of jail, and then was addicted to drugs. Well, Walter would not receive his psychiatric drugs until he was incarcerated, and that was so sad to me because he could only get health care if he was behind bars, and when he came out, there was no health care, so he ran back into the drugs. And so a lot of our family and friends in our communities have those kind of folk walking around, and we needed somebody to speak up for them, and she was the perfect person to speak up for folk like them.
I was thoroughly encouraged by Stacey Abrams and looking forward to having her as our governor, and I'm still looking forward to it. Don't care. Brian Kemp can't continue this mess he in much, but I say, okay, just for the record, I'm going to say this myself. Still, even with him as governor, Medicaid for all in Georgia is still a possibility. It just needs to be ran up in his face and stand there and stare at him until it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that don't
yes,
mean we
ma'am.
Can sit back and not let it happen. Okay,
right.
So we down 4 minutes 55 seconds on the show. I told y'all it's a half hour show, it goes quick. So
mm-hmm.
let me give you the guest call in number again, 515-602-9677. If you don't call in tonight, call in the future. This will be a podcast. You can download it. Most of my people go in and download the podcast. They don't call in live. So you will hear Ms. Tonza Thomas talking at you regardless. When you download the podcast, you'll hear the phone number to dial in on any show you want to. And like I said, in here in the near future, we got Nat D coming up for Sex and the Saints. She wrote that book. It's smoking. Smoking hot stuff, y'all.
Yes.
People in these churches, y'all need to be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, we got to pray for him. We got to pray for him, Miss Sonza. I'm telling you, but she will be a guest of ours coming up. She's talking about World AIDS Day and getting ready to debut that book soon. So we're looking forward to having her on the show, Miss Toya. Miss Toya is coming back on. We had some Tucker had some technical difficulties with her on the show, and she promised to come back so we can do it again. Skip Henderson was our first guest. We tried to get Teresa Tomlinson, but she wasn't feeling us at the moment. We'll see what happens with her after she gets out of office. In the meantime, we're down about 3 minutes, 20 seconds into this show. Like I said, a little half-hour interview goes real quick. We got some more stuff to talk to Ms. Tonza about, so we're hoping she come back on with us in 2019. Can you do that for me?
I will. I promise I'll be back.
Okay, now guest call in, 515-602-9677. I see some people lighting up my board, y'all, but good Lord, it's we down less than 3 minutes on the show. I love you. Press 1 if you want to weigh in. But I don't want to pull you in now because it has when you schedule a show for a certain time, it goes off dead on point. It's like cut you off, and you'll never get to finish your comment or your question. So we're going to bring Ms. Tonza back, and we're going to do it again in 2019. Ms. Tonza, if I don't see you before then, and I hope I do, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on the show. And I will be praying for you. You pray for me.
Yes,
all them formalities.
Yes, ma'am. And same to you.
I love you so much. I appreciate everything that you're doing around town. Keep that pretty smile on your face.
Thank you.
And
thank
I will
you.
Talk
I will.
To you soon. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Enjoy.
God bless. You
God
soon.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this edition of Fountain City Radio. We're 1 minute, 45 seconds down. We're going to hit our intro, outro bit, and we will see you on the next version of Fountain City Radio. Thank you for joining us.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and